service of Salem Communications.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Obama administration is making the case for military intervention in Syria today.
Here's what this is not. No boots on the ground. Not an extended air campaign. Not a situation like Iraq and Afghanistan. Not a situation even like Libya. This is a targeted, limited, consequential action.
White House Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough on NBC TV's Meet the Press program. He says Americans are understandably war-weary, but action against Syria is necessary to enforce important international law. German news weekly Der Spiegel is reporting that the U.S. NSA has access to all users' data on all major smartphones. The magazine cites internal documents that indicate that the security measures have been cracked on the iPhone and the Android. This is SRN News.
Michael Medved explains why he is opposed to a limited strike in Syria.
I have become convinced that it would not be a good idea.
In fact, it's a terrible idea.
To go forward with some kind of pinprick strike that would last just a couple of days to show that we mean business. And this time, we really, really mean that you can't use chemical weapons. It won't stop him from using chemical weapons.
The Michael Medved Show, afternoons at 2, right before Hugh Hewitt at 5, on AM 1280, The Patriot. Intelligent radio. AM 1280, The Patriot.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,200 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,200 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-236-7081. That's 1-800-236-7081. 1-800-236-7081.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life counselor from Trinity Debt Management.
Every day we help people with all kinds of debt or money-related issues. Some have lost their jobs, are in the process of a divorce, have health problems, or maxed out their credit cards. But no matter what kind of situation they may be facing, we're here for them.
If you're in debt for any reason and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 and talk with a certified counselor.
When people call Trinity, they're often worried and embarrassed. But then they realize what matters most is how we face those challenges.
Trinity has a proven plan to help you make ends meet, save thousands in interest, and become debt-free for keeps.
Anyone can fall behind in their bills. They just have to take that first step and start heading in the right direction. And with our help, they will catch up.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. Or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market again, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to protect the money you save, receive a steady, predictable retirement income, and enjoy financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the wealth-building secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and real prosperity without risking your money in the Wall Street casino, and how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free report, go to bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Thank you for making my dream a reality and publishing my very first book.
Karen Notner is author of Is Jesus Your Pearl?
You encouraged me, you laughed with me, and you held my hand through the entire process.
Karen's publisher is Zulon Press. Do you dream about publishing? Make the dream real with America's fastest growing Christian book publisher. Your free publishing guide is waiting at ChristianPublishing.com.
Thank you so much to all the wonderful professionals at Zulon Press.
Visit Zulon Press at ChristianPublishing.com.
Welcome to Telecom Soup. Over the next hour, Charlie Burrell and his team will explain to you all of the ins and outs of how to effectively utilize all of the technology on the market to help you grow your small business. Now, here's your host of Telecom Soup, Charlie Burrell.
Good morning and welcome to Telecom Soup. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse here in Burnsville. With me are my special guests. We have Adam Witke and Arlen Wall from BlueNet. How are you guys doing today?
Good. How about yourself, Charlie?
We're fantastic.
I'm doing well, Charlie.
Thank you. So last week, we kicked off our first show live at the Minnesota State Fair, and we talked about what the show was all about, the topics that we're going to be talking about, and I wanted to kind of reiterate what Telecom Soup is all about and how the listener is going to benefit from the show. Telecom Soup is going to be a telecommunications and an IT basically talk show where we focus on the needs of small business in the community in hopes of helping them improve their infrastructure, both from a network connectivity and from an IT infrastructure. In other words, their telecommunications, their voice connections, their data connections, as well as their IT infrastructure. So what we've done is we've partnered with BlueNet here to discuss the issues that we talk about from telecommunications to IT. And one of the first questions I'd like to point out there is, how would somebody get a hold of BlueNet? What is your contact information, guys?
You can reach BlueNet at 925.
It's 952-925-2583.
One more time.
It's 952-925-2583. Or our web address is www.bluenetinc.com. And Inc. as an incorporated, not the stuff you write with.
Fantastic.
Thanks for picking it up there, Adam.
One of the topics that we talked about last week that I really wanted to focus on is using two examples from listeners that had listened to the show during the state fair, and we were immediately able to help out. If the listeners tuned in last week, and we talked about the advantages of the Sprint wireless piece and how Sprint works with businesses from a very aggressive pricing standpoint, a lot of benefits from their Sprint wireless, from porting credits to higher discounts to reduced cost for their for the devices. And I want to use this example for those that are listening to prove a point in the marketplace that we're really here to help you guys out in terms of getting you better technology. The first example was a client that had a small business electrical contracting firm right here in Cottage Grove. And the client had listened to the show, called in the following day, and said, can you help us out with, our Sprint wireless package that we have today? And let me give the preface of kind of laying this out in the line and kind of painting the picture of what we had done for this particular client. The client had, it was two business owners that had this electrical contracting firm. We had business owner A, he had five individual cellular devices on one plan. And his business partner, we'll call him business owner B, had another plan that had five individual lines. So we have two plans, individual, business owner A, business owner B, that had five wireless plans. And they were spending up, what I would call a lot of money for those plans. So the first thing that we did when we looked at this case is we said, how can we get this customer into a better situation? Well, we took those two plans, and the first thing that we did was we combined them under one single business plan under Sprint. Now, as we talked about last week, Sprint is in the business of giving discounts, significant discounts to businesses. Well, this customer had a business. We registered them under their federal tax ID number and immediately got them a larger discount. So effectively, guys, what that did was it reduced their monthly bill. So instead of having two plans being, plan A with five lines and plan B with five lines, it was one plan under their firm, registered under their federal tax ID, and take a guess at what we saved them on a monthly basis.
Thinking 20, 30 bucks?
Higher.
100 bucks.
$150 a month for that plan. Now, we're all small business owners here. That's, what, $1,800 a year for your wireless plan? That's pretty significant, right?
Very significant, Charlie. And it's probably good to point out that a lot of small business owners, they probably walk into the retail store.
Absolutely.
And they generally don't get the best rates because they're probably getting more of a consumer-grade plan. Really, they need to contact us and try to wrap their arms around getting a business-grade plan
Absolutely.
For their small business.
Absolutely. So the point taken here, so that was benefit number one. Number two, there's actually two more points to this customer that we want to share with the audience, is that every one of those lines was eligible for an upgrade. Now, the customer had 10 data lines, and these were, you know, smartphones. They had older BlackBerries. They had some old 3G Android phones, and they wanted new technology. They wanted new devices. But at the same time, the client, they didn't want to pay a huge amount of money for the new devices, like, say, the iPhone 5 or, you know, some of the newer phones. While the iPhone 4, which is still a relatively new phone, was absolutely free, the client upgraded every single one of those phones, so 10 devices, for absolutely nothing. They paid nothing, and every one of the family members in that business was able to get an iPhone 4. Pretty sweet, huh?
That Very is pretty cool. Yeah.
So here's the third point. Sprint is also going to buy back the original devices that they had. So kind of think of this. The customer comes in, we reduce their plan by consolidating under a business plan, reduce their bill by $150 a month. They get 10 brand new iPhone 4s, didn't spend a dime. Sprint is going to buy back their original devices. The customer actually made money in this transaction, and this happens all the time. So if you're in the audience and you have an individual, as Adam had mentioned, give us a call at 952-513-2149. We want to take a look at that. There's some creative things that we can do to your account. It doesn't matter if you have Sprint, if you have Verizon, if you have AT&T, or if you have T-Mobile. There's ways to save money, and this was another example.
What about enabling technology for those iPhones? Were they able to take advantage of the hotspot on Sprint, where they may not have been able to do that with their old technology?
A lot of times, if the customer, and that's a great point, I'd like to share that, is we, you know, for example, this happened to be a case where all of them were iPhones. But if we can find a savings greater than the cost of upgrading those technologies, where maybe we want to add a hotspot, or maybe we want to put some other device, you know, technologies on that, say maybe they didn't have insurance and now they want to pay the insurance fee, is we can find reduction in cost, but also give them the upgraded, you know, technology, the upgraded features, and now they're getting what we call a better value for that telecom dollar spend, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
We had another case that called in was a gentleman who had an individual line, and this was actually, he had called in during the show at the State Fair, and he had talked to our counterpart, Dan, and his was an individual line, and Dan looked at his plan. Now, this is one single user, just a single, you know, single user, had an individual plan. We were able to take his, do the exact same thing, put him on a business plan, saved him $22 a month, which, you know, I don't know about you guys, but that's significant for one user, right?
Absolutely.
And now for that small business customer, he has no extension in his contract. He doesn't have to worry about any, you know, activation fees or mail-in rebates. Sprint is in the business for business-oriented customers. That's our goal. Give us a call at 952-513-2149. Let's take a look, and we'll give you an update on that. So each week we wanted to kick off and talk about the different types of technologies and the fact that we're going to be talking about certain topics in the marketplace that are relative to small business. Okay, and so we put our heads together, and today's topic we're going to talk about different types of internet connections. There's all sorts of internet types of connections in the marketplace, and many of us have heard significantly about what these terms are. We have, for instance, T1. We've all heard the term T1, right?
Yep,
yes.
T1s, okay. We've all heard the term, you know, let's say broadband, like a broadband DSL or a broadband cable, right?
Yep, very common.
Okay, so what we're going to talk about is kind of the advantages and disadvantages of using these internet connections for your business. Now, what businesses generally come... You know, when we sit down with a client, and Adam and Arlen, I'm sure you guys are, you know, very familiar with this. One of the first questions that the customers say is, I want to get faster internet. Is that what you guys hear?
It's usually, you know, they don't give you the technology they're looking at. It's, I want faster internet. I need more speed. I need, you know, more connectivity. And, you know, in the technology side, we dig a little deeper into that, and you know, we'll get into that a little later in the show. But, you know, a lot of times it is just, you know, raw speed. The piece that I think is important to point out is, you know, a megabit of bandwidth is a megabit of bandwidth. But there's a lot of other pieces in the background that you have to consider when you're looking at these types of technology.
It's always the American way that we want bigger, better, faster, is it not? So I think one of the more appropriate questions that we should ask ourselves, and when we sit down with a client and ask yourself, is not necessarily what do we want to be faster, but what's more appropriate for our business? What's a more appropriate connection? So we are going to define that today. We're going to be talking about the advantages and disadvantages of broadband. We're going to be talking about the advantages and disadvantages of cable. And we're going to talk about the advantages and disadvantages of DSL. There are a couple terms that we need to define in order so that the audience has an understanding of what we're talking about. And there's two terms that we're going to be talking significantly about. We're going to be talking about upload and download. And when we come back from the break, we'll discuss that, as well as symmetrical versus asymmetrical internet. What you're doing, you're listening to Telecom Soup. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. And the station number, if you have questions, is 651-289-4488. Right back from the break soon. Thank you.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Business owners, have you thought about bundling your telephone, internet, and cellular services together into a single package? With bigger discounts, large savings, huge incentives, and upgraded technology, it seems too good to be true. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Our clients are saving up to 30% on their landline services, receiving discounts up to 25% on their cellular services, and saving hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars each year by bundling their telecom into one package. Best of all, our consultants are showing each business how to cover those dreaded fees associated with making changes to new providers. Nothing in life is free. However, our consultation is absolutely free. There is no obligation, just pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Call us at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. We're connecting one client at a time.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment.
It was a moment that changed my life.
We looked down from the chopper and saw the whole area was flooded.
At that moment, it really hit me. This is why I joined the Guard.
People had gone up to the rooftops to escape the rising waters.
Talk about intense moments. We had to lower the guys online some 30 feet down.
This is where teamwork and training really paid off.
It took steady nerves and steady hands for the chopper pilots to hover like that.
No question, Guard pilots are the best in the world.
I couldn't believe it. I just saved a life.
What could be better than serving the people of my hometown?
In the National Guard, you serve your community as well as your country while you work or attend college. In return, you gain skills in which you can build a career and receive benefits that can help you pay for college. Learn more about what it means to be a citizen soldier at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Minnesota National Guard, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Business owners, are you sick and tired of your phone or cable company jerking you around with high rates and poor customer service? Are your employees complaining about how slow the internet is? Or are you just looking to save money on your phone internet services? Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's largest resource for phone, internet, and cellular service. Our firm partners with over 100 of the industry's top-rated carriers, so every client saves money. Don't let the phone or cable company take advantage of your hard-earned dollar anymore. Call us for your free telecom consultation. Our trained consultants will meet with you for a no-obligation competitive market analysis and show you how to turn those dreaded expenses into a tool to help grow your business. Our average client saves 30%. So give us a call at 952-513-2149. That number again is 952-513-2149, or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com and start saving money today. And we are back with Telecom Soup. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. You can give us a call at Telecom Warehouse at 952-513-2149. You can email me at charlie@telcowarehouse.com, or you could follow us on Twitter at telcowarehouse.com. Before the break, we were going to be talking about the differences between DSL, broadband connection, cable connection, and T1. And there's some terms that we need to define so that the audience has an understanding of what we're talking about. And the first one is download versus upload. We've all heard this this example of, I've got a 10 meg download and a 2 meg upload. What does that mean? Download, if you think about it, is downloading something to your PC. You're bringing that information to your computer. So you're pulling it off a source, bringing it to you. That's your download. And typically your download is going to be higher in these types of connections. So guys, what is an example of something that somebody might download? For example, like a YouTube video.
We could use a YouTube video.
Or a YouTube video.
Another good example is I like to use email. Everyone uses email today.
Absolutely.
So when you receive an email, you are essentially downloading that email message to your PC, to your network.
You're bringing it to you.
Bringing it to you. And then, of course, when you want to go send an email, you are then using upload speed. So you're using the upload speed provided by your bandwidth or broadband provider. That's a good example of download versus upload.
Fantastic.
When you go out and make a web request, for an example, so when you type in www.whatever in your address bar on your web browser, you are making a small request, and that is going up to then pull the website down. When you are viewing that content, you're pulling that website down. You're using download.
So download is bringing it to you. Upload is pushing it away.
Exactly.
All right, fantastic. The next one we're going to talk about is symmetrical versus asymmetrical bandwidth. Symmetrical is when your download and your upload is the exact same. So, for example, when we look at like a T1 is generally 1.544 megabits per second. That would be the download. Well, in a symmetrical connection, the upload is exactly the same. It's 1.544. You'll notice in a lot of broadband connections, we're going to see a huge amount of download, but not so high in the upload, which brings us to our contrast of an asymmetrical type of connection, which is just the opposite. The download and the upload are different. So now that we've kind of defined those terms, we're going to talk about the first connection, which is DSL. What is DSL? What does it stand for? How can it affect my business? DSL is what I would call more of maybe a residential type of product. It stands for Digital Subscriber Line. And what does it entail from a carrier or a phone company delivering service or internet to your connection? It comes in on a DSL modem. And generally this modem you either purchase or you rent over the course of your term. And we call this probably more of like maybe a $50 to a $70 piece of equipment. Ultimately, what it is, it's a shared connection. You're sharing it with your neighbors. The phone company will not guarantee any kind of connection guarantees. You buy what you get. Now, generally, you can get a pretty high amount of download, maybe not so much on the upload with a DSL connection. Well, why is that case? A DSL is a distance-sensitive product. So you ever looked around or driven around, guys? I don't know if you know this, but have you ever driven around and you see those green boxes sitting everywhere, those green telephone boxes? What that is they call that like a DSLAM. And essentially what happens is your connection with all your neighbors, you know, whether you're a resident or your business, funnels all to that DSLAM. So it's kind of like a meeting point. It's kind of like driving down 494 and you're all meeting at the same place. So sometimes when customers say, why is my connection slow? It might be the number of subscribers or, you know, the number of users that are downloading or using the upload on that connection. Wouldn't you guys agree with me?
Absolutely. And you know, Charlie, that's a good point with the green boxes. What happened in the early days of DSL is there was a couple of different flavors, and a lot of them were stored in what's called the central office.
Yep.
And those were distance sensitive. You could be miles away from the central office. And your DSL speed, you know, varied greatly based upon the distance. Just in the last probably 5 or 6 years, they actually started relocating the DSLAMs to those green boxes on the street. They made them more weather sensitive or more weatherproof, I should say, and hardened for those green boxes. And as you've seen the ads out there, they've gotten faster and faster. And again, that's because it's pushing that DSLAM closer to your home and business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what we know is that it comes in, it's an unregulated product. And one of the things that we deal with most is the what happens if something goes down? What happens if my DSL connection goes down? Well, generally, because it's an unregulated product, it's not a circuit or a monitored connection, is you would call the 800 number, and whether it's a CenturyLink or it's an Integra or if you're, you know, Frontier Communications, whoever your DSL connection is with, you would pick up the phone and you call in a trouble ticket. And generally what the carrier is going to say is, you know, we'll get out to you between Monday through Thursday between the hours of 9 to 5. Well, in some cases, if you have a mission-critical type of business where internet is, you need internet to be up all the time, you can't rely on a connection going down and having service being restored whenever they can get out to you. Would you guys agree?
That becomes incredibly important if you've got multi-site organization running servers at the headquarters, and if the headquarters is serviced by a DSL type connection, and you've got an outage that doesn't have any type of service level agreement, you have a lot of pains in that window of time that they give you, and it is very much when they get to it, they'll get to it, not when you request it and it can expect it.
Absolutely. So DSL, again, it can have a congestion. It can be like, for example, let's say you have a 20 meg DSL. You have really fast download speeds, maybe not so much on the upload. Maybe get 20 megs at a certain time of day, and maybe you get 10, depends on the number of subscribers. We always like to use the analogy, it's like driving down 494 during rush hour traffic. If you're there at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you're going to get your 20 meg of internet because there's no other subscribers sharing that connection. If it's around 5 o'clock in the afternoon and you're in rush hour traffic, well, chances are you're going to be a little bit slower and maybe feel the pain of that connection.
Well, in the IT and technology world, usually that's 8 a.m. in the morning when everybody's logging in at one time across all your neighboring companies. You'll feel that that slowdown, that traffic jam right at that point.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the advantages of DSL or what we call DSL broadband. First of all, it's very inexpensive. We have carriers that can be as low as, $50 a month for services. So I think that's a very inexpensive, advantageous way of delivering internet. You can get faster speeds. And because of the way that they've kind of built out their infrastructure, knowing that the phone companies have getting their butt kicked by the cable companies in the download and upload speeds, they've built out their infrastructure to deliver faster speeds. Something to note is very quick installation, sometimes 3 to 5 business days. Sometimes when customers are moving or have a pending event, they leave all this up to the air and they say, we need to have internet by Monday morning or we're going to be out. Well, in that case, you probably want to go with a broadband connection because the carrier can actually install your connection at a very quick time frame. And as Adam had mentioned, bonding of DSL, now fiber to the node or fiber to that green box where it's not a copper line going all the way through to compete with a better download and upload speed. So those are the advantages of the DSL broadband. Can you guys think of any others?
Generally, we've also seen that latency can be actually fairly low on DSL. So that is an advantage.
Fantastic. I was just about to go into the downside, yeah. Which I have higher latency, but they have gotten a little bit better. So
yes.
Let's talk about the downside then. Number one is not a priority service. Now, Arlen had mentioned a term that we are going to define when we talk about T1 called a service level agreement, sometimes known as an SLA. Well, what is that? That is the carrier committing in writing, kind of like a warranty, the fact that they're going to back their product. So imagine going out and buying a car and getting a 50,000 mile, say, bumper-to-bumper warranty. An SLA is very much the same thing. The carrier is going to commit to commercial-grade access or commercial-grade equipment for their phone lines and internet. DSL or cable does not have that. It is not guaranteed by the phone company. We had alluded to clients being very frustrated, maybe sometimes with customer service. Sometimes when you call in a trouble ticket, if the carrier is not responsive, what are they going to do? Well, this is kind of you buy it and buyer beware. If it works great, hallelujah, your business is up and running. If it doesn't work, well, tough, right?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy because a lot of times you feel no pain until the pain is truly there.
And until you have an outage.
Until you have an outage and you're waiting days without any internal business productivity can be pretty painful.
The last is that there, and this kind of goes into that, is that it's a 24-hour tech dispatch. So really what happens is when you call in a trouble ticket, should your internet go down, you're at the mercy of the carrier in the pecking order of how many service tickets that they have ahead of you. When we talk next about a T1 connection here after the break, we're going to be talking about how it's a monitored circuit, how you have priority service, and the fact that you are now on a monitored commercial-grade piece of equipment. So those are kind of the advantages and disadvantages.
Let me throw one other one in there.
Oh, absolutely.
Quick, Charlie.
Yeah, go for it.
A lot of times with DSL, we also see consumer-grade, like DSL modems or firewalls that are given out. So that's another disadvantage in our opinion, because a lot of times they're a lot more difficult, consumer-oriented. So
fantastic. So here's what we've got. When we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about two more connections. We're going to be talking about cable, and then we're going to be talking about T1. And from your perspective, guys, being in the IT realm, if I had a choice between the two, I'd probably pick cable. We're going to talk here shortly. You're listening to Telecom Soup. And this is Charlie Burrell, 952-513-2149.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Business owners, have you thought about bundling your telephone, internet, and cellular services together into a single package? With bigger discounts, large savings, huge incentives, and upgraded technology, it seems too good to be true. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Our clients are saving up to 30% on their landline services, receiving discounts up to 25% on their cellular services, and saving hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars each year by bundling their telecom into one package. Best of all, our consultants are showing each business how to cover those dreaded fees associated with making changes to new providers. Nothing in life is free. However, our consultation is absolutely free. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Call us at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. We're connecting one client at a time.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-345-2159. 1-800-345-2159. That's 1-800-345-2159. 1-800-345-2159.
Business owners, are you sick and tired of your phone or cable company jerking you around with high rates and poor customer service? Are your employees complaining about how slow the internet is? Or are you just looking to save money on your phone internet services? Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's largest resource for phone, internet, and cellular service. Our firm partners with over 100 of the industry's top-rated carriers, so every client saves money. Don't let the phone or cable company take advantage of your hard-earned dollar anymore. Call us for your free telecom consultation. Our trained consultants will meet with you for a no-obligation competitive market analysis and show you how to turn those dreaded expenses into a tool to help grow your business. Our average client saves 30%. So give us a call at 952-513-2149. That number again is 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com and start saving money today. Welcome back to Telecom Soup. This is your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. You can give Telecom Warehouse a call with any questions, comments, or concerns about your network at 952-513-2149. You can email me at charlie@telco, T-E-L-C-O, warehouse.com, or follow us on Twitter at telcowarehouse.com. Before the break, we had talked about broadband connections, namely broadband DSL. There's another broadband that we think is making a major push in the marketplace, and that's cable broadband. And much like the DSL connections, the cable connections, I think the cable companies have made a major plunge to bringing higher bandwidth, higher, faster speeds at a very competitive price. And namely, the Comcast, and you guys are very familiar with Comcast. There are others, depending on where you live, let's say Charter, Mediacom, or... Well, you have Charter, MediaCom, or U.S. Cable if you're up in, let's say, the northern part of Minnesota here. Comcast has very much the same, or cable, rather, has very much the same advantages and disadvantages of a broadband connection like a DSL. It's a different type of technology. This technology is not run through the phone line. It's coax cable, so it's buried. Think of those, and maybe you guys see the guys out working on the construction and burying all that cable and building all that infrastructure.
absolutely been very popular these days. They've actually been building out quite a bit, you know, a lot in business parks as well, Charlie. You see the guys out there doing it.
Any new construction development, you're going to see the cable guys building out their infrastructure. Very, very effective for small business as far as cost-effective solutions. Just like the DSL, the advantage of cable is it's very inexpensive. You get faster speeds. You generally can have quicker installation. Some of the downsides, you know, guys, it's probably about the same thing.
Yeah, one of the biggest downsides, Charlie mentioned faster installation. You can get really fast installation if you have an existing coax connection in your building. So if there was someone that has cable in your building, if you're in a multi-tenant style building, or television, very easy to get it installed.
They already have facilities there.
Absolutely. Downside is sometimes they don't have cable in that building, and it could be, you know, sometimes months before they get it installed. A lot of cities actually have winter construction rules. If you order Comcast, let's say, in the middle of the winter, for example, in Minneapolis, they have to wait till spring before they can come in and start actually burying the cable or bringing it to your building.
Absolutely. I'll give an example of a customer when we talk about, you know, some of the downsides, as Adam had mentioned, is that the service may not be available. We had a client that wanted high-speed internet. We wanted to attach a couple phone lines. It was a small business customer out in Corcoran, Minnesota. Now, one of the challenges is that that is a Comcast serviced area, and we're using Comcast as an example because their footprint seems to be much larger than the others, so this is just one example, where the customer had to sign up for the service, and they had to do what's called a construction site survey to find out if they could deliver it to his service. Well, this customer was only going to bill about $200 a month for his small business phone line internet. Well, the construction came back at $5,000 because he was the only person or the only business in this jobs park that wanted to subscribe to that service. So one of the downsides is it's not available, or it could have, you know, heavy construction costs.
Right. Absolutely. And you got to have that planning around wintertime and, you know, when we can build things in Minnesota.
Absolutely. So what I did was, and this is as of last week, I wanted to point out some of the bandwidth options that businesses have with Comcast. And again, we're just using Comcast because of their footprint, of the speeds that you could buy with this type of connection and how they're really making a dent in the marketplace. They have four connections for small business. We'll call it a premium, mid-tier, and then more enterprise-level connections. The first one is a 16 meg by 3 meg connection for $69.95. Pretty darn good. They have a 50 meg by 10 meg connection for $109.95. That's really good. They have a 75 meg connection download, 15 meg upload for $149.95. And they even have a 100 meg connection, 20 meg upload, so 100 by 20 for $199.95. Very, very cost effective if businesses are looking for what I would call high speed internet access. Have you guys had good luck with them?
Yeah, and it has to do with kind of the architecture of the system. I think a lot of times when we get engaged with this, and we're going to continue talking about the idea of a secondary internet connection, is, you know, when you've got T1 technology and you have that SLA and the symmetrical connection where it's up and down, you maybe have multiple T1s. When you look to have a need for more internet connection speed, sometimes it's the best of both worlds to marry a Comcast with a very, very fast upload and download to your T1, and kind of that marriage gives you the best of both worlds. And there's some technology that drives that we'll talk about a bit later.
So depending on the area that you live in and what geographic region that you are here in the metropolitan area, you know, your cable connection might be with Comcast. You know, if you live in Lakeville, Farmington, you're going to have Charter. If you get to Forest Lake and the northern part, you're going to have U.S. Cable. So depending on who your connection is with, the cable companies have made a big dent in the marketplace because of the affordable benefits that they have with their connection. So we've talked about the broadband, the different types of broadband connections. We have, you know, obviously the cable. We have the DSL. Let's talk about T1. I think everybody in the world has heard T1 before. T1s have been around a long time. What is a T1? How does it impact my business, and what applications can I run across this T1? A T1 is a dedicated connection, dedicated by the carrier. It is commercial-grade equipment. One of the things that happens that's a little bit different from the broadband connections is that with a T1, you're going to have a monitored and managed consumer-grade router, not modem, mounted in your phone closet.
Consumer-grade or business-grade?
Business-grade, excuse me. Thank you for catching that. Yes, business grade router mounted in your phone closet. Thank you for catching that, guys. And with that, generally these routers are either going to be maybe a Cisco router, maybe an Adtran router. It's probably a $1,000 to a $1,500 piece of equipment. Okay, with that, what can we do? Well, we can do phone service off that. We can do internet service off that, or we can do both, phone internet coming off the same connection. It still runs through the existing phone lines that you guys have. I think one of the things that that there's a misconception about a T1, customers will always ask me, Charlie, you know, I want to get this T1 here, but what's going to be built up into my parking lot? When's the construction guy going to kind of dig out the fiber connection and run that into what happens? You know, what are they going to build out in order to get this connection to me? Well, really, the answer is they're not building out anything. They're using the existing infrastructure, the existing copper lines that are in your closet to create this connection. Well, how do they do that? Well, they're going to mount this router, and then on their end, they're going to have some signaling to create a dedicated connection between you and the provider. So, guys, remember when I talked about driving down 494, and sometimes you can fly at 70 miles an hour, which is maybe the posted speed limit, and sometimes it's congested. You guys remember that analogy?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. With a T1, it's kind of like driving down 494 now in your own passing lane. It may have a speed limit of 70 miles an hour, but with a T1, you might be cruising at 50, but you can cruise 50 all the way through. So your symmetrical connection your upload and download is going to be the same. And Arlen had mentioned that it comes with a service level agreement, or SLA. That is the warranty that they're going to warranty the service that you guys, that business is going to be up and running, you know, 24/7. It's commercial grade equipment monitored and regulated by the FCC. What does that mean for the customer? Well, if organizations have mission critical applications that they're running for their business, they have to be up all the time. They can't have any downtime. A T1 might be an appropriate way of delivering phone internet services. Would you guys like to add on that?
I think a lot of times when we get into the T1 technology, that voice phone side really becomes a big key piece of it. You know, and a lot of times in the DSL cable side, when I've talked to clients, you know, they talk about speed
and only speed,
but it's only that download number. So when you're talking about Charter's 1510 circuit package, they're talking about that 50. I get 50 megs from whomever, and you know that secondary upload speed isn't ever really to the true surface. Or when you ask a small business owner, like, you know, what's your speed, they'll tell you, well, I got, you know, 1.5 on a T1, and don't quite understand the whole package.
So what we're going to do when we come back from the break is we're going to talk about some advantages and disadvantages of a T1, and under the umbrella, there's different types of T1. So we'll diagnose that. You're listening to Telecom Soup. This is Charlie Burrell, 952-513-2149. Thank you.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Business owners, have you thought about bundling your telephone, internet, and cellular services together into a single package? With bigger discounts, large savings, huge incentives, and upgraded technology, it seems too good to be true. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Our clients are saving up to 30% on their landline services, receiving discounts up to 25% on their cellular services, and saving hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars each year by bundling their telecom into one package. Best of all, our consultants are showing each business how to cover those dreaded fees associated with making changes to new providers. Nothing in life is free. However, our consultation is absolutely free. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Call us at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. We're connecting one client at a time.
How hard would it be to feel good all over? To leave the office at the office? To achieve inner peace daily. Not as hard as you think.
Exclusive marquee dealer Valley Pools and Spas has time-sensitive offers on beautiful marquee hot tubs. Visit one of our stores or valleypools.com.
Valley Pools and Spas.
This is Cheryl with a tip from Valley Pools and Spas. Choosing the right plants for your poolside landscaping can be the difference between relaxing or spending hours skimming leaves. Also, the taller the pool fence, the less likely debris is to fall into the pool. And a glass fence means that you don't have to block the view. Pool covers are a must, and Valley Pools and Spas has a full line of them, plus all the accessories you'll need for the summer. Valley Pools and Spas, experts since 1974, Burnsville, Andover, Brainerd, or Hudson, or visit us at valleypools.com.
Business owners, are you sick and tired of your phone or cable company jerking you around with high rates and poor customer service? Are your employees complaining about how slow the internet is? Or are you just looking to save money on your phone internet services? Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's largest resource for phone, internet, and cellular service. Our firm partners with over 100 of the industry's top-rated carriers, so every client saves money. Don't let the phone or cable company take advantage of your hard-earned dollar anymore. Call us for your free telecom consultation. Our trained consultants will meet with you for a no-obligation competitive market analysis and show you how to turn those dreaded expenses into a tool to help grow your business. Our average client saves 30%. So give us a call at 952-513-2149. That number again is 952-513-2149, or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com and start saving money today.
Ends in a row.
I know. We're back. Welcome back to Telecom Soup. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell. The station call-in number here for our show, if you have questions or you have comments, 651-289-4488. Again, 651-289-4488. Feel free to give us a call and ask any question regarding the broadband connections or network designs. We left off here talking about a T1. What is a T1? It's a dedicated connection. It comes with that SLA, which guarantees the quality of the service, the carrier-grade equipment. One of the advantages of the T1 is that response time to an outage. Let's just say, for instance, Backhoe Bob is outside your building, and Backhoe Bob, the construction worker, cuts up a cable and rips up the fiber, and next thing you know, your business is out of phone internet. What the carrier does is they commit to a certain time frame of a repair. So instead of sitting on the phone with a dreaded repair guy and waiting for that response to come out and help your business get back online, T1s are dedicated. So one of the advantages that we talk about is response time. The other advantage is that it's consistent. It's a very reliable connection. It's a guaranteed to come with a service level agreement, and you have immediate response time. What are some downsides maybe to a T1? And these are kind of just two in general that we thought of. Number one, maybe cost. Cost can be a factor because there are different types of T1s in the marketplace, which we can talk about later in a different segment. But T1s generally start anywhere from $150 and can range up to, $500 depending on the type of connection where your business is located. And the other is slower speed. In general, a single T1, 1.5 meg.
1.5 meg today for us guys in the IT business is very difficult. I mean, think of all the Windows updates out there, patches.
I'm going to throw out another term here. You can get into bonded T1, so you're not limited at 1.5, yep. But at every increment you're spending more money. But there is some definite value, but there are these downsides.
So cost can be obviously a bigger component. And remember, the first question that we always ask with a client is, you want to get faster. Why do I have slow internet? And really, our question to them is, what is a more appropriate connection? So the three connections that we talked about, coax cable, so cable broadband. We talked about broadband DSL, and we talked about T1. And from that, there's different discussions about bonded T1s and such. Here's where the IT infrastructure comes in the IT design. Guys, a lot of businesses have two separate connections, do they? And why would they do that?
That's our go-to recommendation for a lot of businesses because, Backhoe Bob can disrupt the technology connection on DSL. It can disrupt the technology connection on buried coax, as well as T1 technology. And a lot of times it's not just two connections from the same carrier. It's one connection from one carrier, one connection from another carrier for really the best of both worlds on the uptime that you're trying to do. And what we do from the technology side at BlueNet is we lean on a couple of different pieces of this. One is WAN virtualization, and the other one is WAN failover. And when we get into that, a lot of times the conversation is architecture and, you know, the technology that you're running. I'm going to turn it over to Adam to talk a little bit about WAN failover first, and then we'll jump into WAN virtualization and voice and how that can be impacted. I think we got to keep it kind of short, but...
Yeah, so one quick question here. I want you guys to define what does WAN stand for, and how would the listener understand WAN versus LAN connectivity? Define that for us.
Yes. So LAN, a lot of people have heard the terms. I shouldn't assume that everyone, but LAN stands for local area network. So that's local high speed, you know, switch network inside your premise.
So that's your
building
business. Yep. Then there's WAN. So the minute you leave your building and you're going to traverse out to the internet, for an example, WAN stands for wide area network. So there's two types of WANs as well. I'm going to briefly describe those. There's a private WAN, and then there's a public. Private, of course, is if you have a private connection between your two locations, for example. Public is more in general going to the internet. So those are the two types of WANs. As far as Arlen, I'm going to pick up on his comment where there's a couple of different strategies with failover. So, or WAN virtualization and using multiple carriers to essentially give you kind of more of a bulletproof connection to the world, the internet, or to multiple business, to your multiple locations. So WAN failover, most business grade firewalls today, I'll mention a couple names, WatchGuard, SonicWall, you know, there's also Fortinet, Cisco. A lot of them today have, you know, built into them some sort of failover technology where you can essentially take and hook up multiple connections. And then based upon some policies that you actually put in the firewall, you can actually route different types of traffic down different connections. So this is a good example where we'd bring in a T1, maybe a bonded T1, and you'd put your business critical applications. A good example would be maybe your company's website if you host it. Maybe there's a connection to a hosted website where there's a database connection.
Or a connection to a partner of yours. And a lot of organizations have partner or sister companies that they're working closely with.
Absolutely. And we want to make sure that goes over that business critical T1 style bandwidth.
A monitored circuit.
Absolutely. Then the second piece is we go by the cheap, inexpensive, you know, broadband connection, whether it be DSL, whether it be cable. And then we generally want to push out the surfing. So your users are surfing. They're downloading applications, downloads. They're looking at YouTube videos, maybe training sessions, things like that. That's where we would generally kind
that
of
are higher
that.
Bandwidth intensive. Right?
And they're bandwidth intensive, absolutely.
But they're also sometimes less business critical, too. It's, you know, if your employees, you know, you allow them to surf to their banking on their lunch break, or they're out there to just the general world, you know, looking at your partner's website or sales contacts and things like that, and the nature of their surfing isn't as critical as what it would be on the other side.
Absolutely.
We have to balance that out.
So the big thing is now that we've got our business critical stuff going over the T1s, our business critical applications, and then we have kind of the surfing and the general internet usage going over that broadband connection, the question is what happens when one of them goes down? Because inevitably, they're probably one of them's going to go down. So that's where we use the two types of technology, one of them being simple failover. So failover is we're going to take and fail the traffic over to that second circuit. So in the event your broadband connection goes down and your general surfing, you're no longer able to push that traffic out that broadband connection, the firewall can fail that traffic over to your T1s in this example.
So really, you're building in a redundancy for your business because it's very important. And one of the questions is, you know, if you're down, how much dollars or how much business will you lose by you know, being out? Some companies, it can cost them hundreds of dollars. Others, it could be millions, depending on the size of that enterprise.
Absolutely. A good example is if you use the internet to take sales or process sales. Let's say you use an application on the internet to, you know, put orders into your system. If that connection is down, you can no longer process sales. So because of the critical nature now of business applications and because broadband is generally more available and less expensive, a lot of customers are adding it as a strategy simply because it's a lot less expensive to pay that monthly reoccurring for a broadband than it is to take an hour or two hit of it being down, your connection being down, and losing sales.
Absolutely.
I think I want to play off one word that you use. It's a strategy. It's certainly not something that if you go directly to a telecom carrier, they're gonna tell you this is what you need to do. They're going to try to sell all their products. And that's really why BlueNet works so tightly with Telco Warehouse as an agent that can rep a lot of different products, because that's the conversation that we need to be in, is the build out and the design of this as a strategy for your business.
We will use, from a network service standpoint, we're going to use two different carriers because they're going to be two types of technologies. For example, a T1, we may be using a local carrier like a TDS or an Integra, where in the broadband world, we might be using like a CenturyLink, Integra, or DSL, or Comcast, because they're two independent companies, two separate strategies, two separate product sets in order to deliver this, this type of product, not one carrier where if they both go down, you're out of luck, you're out.
Absolutely. Another thing I'm going to mention, the other strategy is another technology called WAN virtualization. This is relatively new. WAN virtualization is a way to take and, aggregate bandwidth over different type of connections. And I think we're going to have this as a later topic, is once we get into MPLS and more of a private connection between your business locations or your partners.
A multi-site scenario.
Absolutely. But WAN virtualization allows you to take public and private links or multiple public links and kind of bind them together to act as one big connection. If one of those links fails, what ends up happening is you just dropped the bandwidth out of that one big pipe.
Absolutely.
So that's another strategy. Generally, most firewalls do not have that technology built in. There are additional boxes that you generally put outside of your firewall or in line with your firewall to handle WAN virtualization.
And where are you seeing that the most prevalent? I've seen that in cases where a company has multi-sites.
They have
an internal phone system. That seems to be the big trigger to push you over the edge from failover to virtualization.
Correct. That is definitely it. Is you have multiple sites or partner connections, and you have voice as your critical app or one of your critical applications, or maybe you have a connection to a live database or some sort of streaming system. That's when WAN virtualization plays a role.
Got it. So let's use real life examples here. I'm Bob the auto mechanic, and I have a small business and maybe two or three employees. What type of connection am I going to use?
Most of the time, it's going to be some sort of DSL. If most of these smaller businesses, they're going to get a single connection. It's generally going to be DSL or cable. It's inexpensive. It's easy to get. If you are a Bob the mechanic and you have multiple locations or running a larger shop, most of the time you're going to want to think about pairing another T1 maybe connection. Maybe you need more phone lines and it's easy to tack on that bandwidth to that incoming T1.
And it's really
easy.
So every
business is different.
Yeah, absolutely.
Every business is different, but it's really easy to quantify the price if it's just manpower alone, the number of hours in a day. If you're down for a day and you've got five employees sitting around,
sure,
you will justify the cost very rapidly of adding that second.
How does somebody get a hold of BlueNet, Arlen or Adam?
BlueNet is at BlueNetInc.com. That's BlueNetInc.com. And our number is 952-925-2583.
Give that one more time.
952-925-2583.
A lot of nines, a lot of twos.
Yeah. But BlueNetInc.com is probably the easiest. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter from our website. So BlueNetInc.com.
Fantastic. So, guys, you're listening to Telecom Soup. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Join us next week, and we're going to be talking about hosted or managed IP, along with multi-site connectivity. We're going to have a special guest from TDS Telecom to talk about managed IP. Again, by the way, let's go Vikings, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, guys, thanks again for tuning in this weekend at Telecom Soup, 952-513-2149. That's Telecom Warehouse. Thank you.
See you next week, Charlie. Have a good
one.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
There's a lot of talk these days about the national debt crisis.
But what if you were facing a personal debt crisis? You could be hit with a job loss or salary cut, a separation or divorce, even property damage or a serious illness. These situations often lead to trouble with credit cards, and from then on, it only gets worse. Unless you call 1-800-990-6976. That's the number for nonprofit Trinity Debt Management. Trinity is a certified credit counseling agency with a program that will dramatically lower your interest rates, reduce your monthly payments, make your creditors stop calling, and help you become debt-free fast and for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Grab your phone and call Trinity for your free debt analysis at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call now or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
This is AM 1280, The Patriot, WWTC, Minneapolis, St. Paul.